Hey, what's up? This is Christopher Stolle of Realm of the Mist Entertainment. The podcast you are listening to is part of the SJ Network. Go to s-j-network.com. That's s-j-network.com for more great podcasts and information on those shows, as well as information and ability to contact publicist Steve Joyner for more information. Just go to the website and check out the family. Ladies and gentlemen, until then, enjoy the show.
Did you know today's guest, John Orlando, of the PVD podcast, is a wrestling commentator who also co-hosts a podcast about Matlock?
I did. And strangely enough, a Matlock was my winning move to make me a champion wrestler in college.
Hold on a minute, Henry. What exactly is a Matlock as a wrestling move?
I would demonstrate it, but you know I'm not allowed to.
Sorry folks. Another Sherpa bad joke. Done in by copyright laws.
Attention rebels of the Sherpalution. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And now Mr. Bruce will lead you into the Sherpa Chalet.
As a reminder, the ski lift on the right is only to be used for hanging the Sherpa's laundry.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, Rebels, and welcome to another episode of Too Many Podcasts. It is me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa, and hopefully overcoming my audio technical difficulties and hoping that you hear me nice and clear, but I'm here. We're back, and we've got a really good episode today with a guy who was a lot of fun. His name is John Orlando, and he is the creator and host of the PVD podcast, where he talks about stuff he likes. And John actually has a background in broadcasting professional wrestling, and he had some really interesting stories. Of course, all my guests do. And we had a lot of fun talking about wrestling, commentating, and podcasting in general. He was a nice guy to sit down and just have a great chat with, and I hope that you enjoy this conversation. So let's take a listen to my conversation with John. Hello there, Rebels. We are ringside with Mr. John Orlando of the PVD cast. And he is a self-described wrestling nerd, but for good reason, and we will find out. We know he has a podcast about stuff that he likes to talk about, which is good, because if you have a podcast about stuff that you don't like to talk about, they don't tend to last very long.
What are you doing? Why would you even have a podcast of things you hate? That doesn't make sense.
You know what? I see spinoff, John.
No, I have enough projects. I don't need any more, Jim. I'm good.
Things that I hate. The first episode will be that lady on the checkout line who decides that she's going to pay with a check. And we will get worse from there.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
The one who drives in front of you in the left lane with the signal on for 3 miles. And then when you finally go over, then that's when they decide to cut in front of you.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me just the other day on my daily commute. So I understand.
There you go.
There you go.
I should find guests by like, you think I'm going to hate you? Well, then come on the show and let's prove it. So anyway, welcome to the show, John.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. Why don't you let everybody know a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is John Orlando. For a long, long time, I was the ring announcer and the voice of Ohio Championship Wrestling here in the Buckeye State of Ohio. Ohio Championship Wrestling was a independent pro wrestling company that ran out of kind of the central to kind of east central part of Ohio. I've loved wrestling since I was a kid. So it was kind of my dream to try it out. And so I went to a wrestling camp for a weekend and got my rear end handed to me and said, okay, we're not going to do this. We're going to try to find a different avenue in this sport of pro wrestling. And the gentleman running the camp said to me, "Have you ever thought about doing like ring announcer in your play-by-play? Because you have a radio voice." And I said, "Sir, I have thought about it." And he's like, "Well, just, you know, find anywhere where you can get in, because you can always move up the ladder." And so, you know, I actually found a really crappy promotion to start off in. And then within about a year, there was a company here in Columbus called Fire and Ice Wrestling. They were expanding a little bit and they needed a ring announcer. So I volunteered. And from there, I went to that company lasted about 8 months, and then went to Premier Wrestling Coalition that was also here in Columbus. That lasted a few months. And then thankfully, Big Guns Jeff Cannon, who ran OCW, picked me up. And I was out there for 13 years, for a very, very long time. In 2016, I decided to kind of cut back on some of my bookings. And it's kind of like that cliched line they use in The Godfather. You know, when you think you're out, they pull you back in. There's a couple of new companies in Columbus, NOW Wrestling and OWA Wrestling. They started up over the last few years, so I've been kind of working with them. One nice part about it, it's 20 minutes from the house. You know, I was known back in the day for putting a lot of miles on the car, driving all over the place, you know, working this show or that show. But it was my dream, you know. It was what 8-year-old John always wanted to do.
Tell me a little bit about the life of a ring announcer. What exactly do you have to know, like, going into the show? Do you have to have, like, statistics, or you really just no familiarity with storylines? And
yeah, you have to know a little bit of everything in regards to that. You kind of need to know where the matches, what's going to happen in some of the matches, where the matches are on the format, the statistics of the individual guys. I also was lucky enough that for a few years I helped Big Guns Jeff Cannon book the promotion. So he and I, and as well as Adam Michaels, a good friend of mine, we booked for a while, where we would go, "Hey, how about we put this guy against this guy because of this reason or that reason?" And to be honest, Jim, I took a lot of creative joy out of doing that, because to see the match that you kind of pitched, to see it in the ring, to see the crowd enjoying it, that gave me a lot of like, "Oh, that was awesome. That's good." That gave me a great feeling. That's actually how I started podcasting. There came a point where Adam and I had kind of done everything we could do, and we were kind of running out of ideas. And there were some other things going on with the promotion. And Jeff was like, I think I'm just going to start doing it all myself. And I was like, "That's cool, man. That's great." But I kind of missed that outlet of having some creativity to burn off, so to speak. And so I was like, "We're going to start podcasting." And I'm sure you probably can empathize and sympathize and recognize that your first few episodes are god awful.
That's your baptism by fire.
Yeah. So I was DIY. I had no idea what I was doing. I literally took like one community class, like on a Friday night, of how to podcast. And looking back on it, I'm like, ooh, it really didn't teach you anything. You got familiar with a couple of things, but that was about it. But yeah, if it wasn't for like YouTube and the internet, I probably would have been a lot longer trying to learn how to do this.
So. The PVD cast, what does PVD stand for?
Funny story. When I was got into the wrestling biz in Fire and Ice Wrestling, one day the promoter says, "Hey, we are going to put you on the website, you and a bunch of other guys, the new guys. Okay. I need you to fill out this bio." Okay. And it was like name and height, weight, you know, where you're from. And Jim, I was sitting going, well, Columbus, Ohio, but there's like four other guys from Columbus, Ohio. So do I want to be the fifth guy? I was like, And true story, my mom moved to Providence, Rhode Island years ago. As a matter of fact, 26 years ago, she moved to Providence. And so I've used that. I'm like, well, there you go. I'll be the guy from Providence, Rhode Island. No one else. Okay, cool. And so that became part of the character of John Orlando. And when I decided to do the podcast, the airport code for Providence is PVD. And I'm like, well, that could be like a play on words, podcast, PVD cast. We'll go with that. And, you know, if it's weird, but it's still marketable, because there's not going to be, you know, the same person's probably not coming up with that name. And so just that's where I came up with it.
That's different.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of people get confused by it, and it's not maybe it's not the most commercially recognizable or marketable name for a podcast, but it's original.
Hopefully you have a huge listenership in Rhode Island too.
You know what? Here's the weird part. No, I don't. That's the weirdest thing. Is like, the funny part is my mom's lived there so much, or for so long, excuse me. I know the city. I know it very well. I joke, but it is like my second home because, you know, I know everything. And I had a guy that I worked like 2 years straight with him, and we rode together. And one day I said to him, I said, Marcus, yeah, you know, I'm not really from Rhode Island. He goes, wait, what? Marcus, I'm really not from Rhode Island. You didn't know that? He goes, no. I'm like, stop messing around. And he's like, no, I'm serious. I thought you were from Rhode Island. You know all about it. Yeah, dude, because I've been up there. But did you not ever not hear a New England accent? Well, I don't know, man. I thought you maybe just lived in Ohio. You just lost your accent. I'm like, oh, geez. I duped you, man.
You were swirled in mystery and you had everybody convinced.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know where he's from.
But yeah, weirdly enough, I get a couple of listens here and there from Rhode Island. But the weird part in my stats is Northern California loves me, and then Columbus is second all the time. Like the San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, they love me. And I love you too, by the way. I'm just going to throw it out there if you're listening. Love the Northern California.
We're big in California too, more than in New York as well, for some weird reason. I've never really fully understood that. Yeah, I guess they just love their podcasts. I think that's what it is.
Well, and I think too, I just got this philosophy that at times I get really, really concerned about the numbers. Any little thing skews them one way or the other. In fact, I vividly remember like the end of August, at least September, my Libsyn numbers were just, they tanked. Like there was no, and I was devastated. I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean? There's only 20 people. Like they tanked miserably, like 20 listens for a month. And I'm like, what? I saw some fellow podcasters from Columbus and I was like, hey guys, man, I'm really down. And they're like, no. We had the same thing happen. I'm like, seriously? And they're like, yeah, we lost like he goes, at least good 20-30% of our audience in September. We don't know what happened. I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Cause I was feeling terrible. Like I'm putting all this work in, I'm doing all this, I'm feeling great about it. And then, you know, you see those numbers, you're like, holy cow. But I try not to worry about them. I try not to. I just try to enjoy and have fun doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely. That's what you have to do, because if you're going to make yourself crazy worrying about numbers. You know, I just feel like show up, do what you love to do, and let everything fall in place after that.
Right.
People are going to like you, they're not going to like you. I know there are people that enjoy my show that have, you know, told me. And there are other people, I'm sure they're probably like, quick run, he's coming in this direction. You know, you're going to get one or the other.
Right. Then that's how it is. I agree with you 100%. Just keep doing what you're doing and have fun.
That's right. And when we get famous, we get the last laugh.
There you go.
When you were commentating, did you ever get hurt or anything like that? Did you ever get thrown into the storyline, like thrown through a table or anything like that?
There were a couple of instances of that. I had a match, one match against the despicable heel. It was a blast. It was an absolute blast. And that match was, I mean, it was very simple. We kept it that way. Mm-hmm. That was the only one I ever wanted to do. The individual that I worked with was like, man, that was so good. We should do it again. I'm like, no. because it wasn't because it was not anything selfish, but to me, Jim, and I think it's missed a lot in modern pro wrestling, is too much of a good thing. You have one event or one match that is awesome. And it's like, oh my God, I'm never going to forget this match. But then it's replayed the next month. And it's like, okay, it's the same two guys, but it takes away from it. And that was my reasoning. And I told him, I said, no, man, listen, this was special. I want it to be special. I don't want to ever do it again. I wanted this, you and I, we made history. It is kind of cheesy as that sounds, but we made history here tonight. I don't want to do it again. I did take a slap to the face. That was, it didn't hurt, but you still get like the, because you know, you don't know when it's coming. You know it's coming, but you don't know it's coming. You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I did an interview with a wrestler and he said, I think I should, you're trying to get a comment because I lost the match. I should hit you. I should slap you. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. He's like, okay. And he said, I'm going to hit you, not hard, but I got to hit you. I'm like, okay, I got you. He goes, here's what you need to do. We marked out on the floor where I needed to stand. He goes, do not hit that mark. If you miss that mark, I'm going to hit you in the jaw. I'm going to hit you in the ear. He goes, you don't want to get hit in the ear. Preach. I don't want to get hit in the ear either. But it went smooth and man, boom, hit me. And it came off really, really well. And, oftentimes as I just recently was telling somebody, yeah, I mean, like we would work things out. Like, there was always a wrestler who was kind of the hillbilly cowboy. And he would, you know, chase me around the ring with his bull rope and his bell and that, but I enjoyed it. It was great fun. And I've kind of now switched over to doing more play by play where I'm behind the monitor, you know, and that to me is, because I've only been doing that about 5 years, 4 years. Like, it's very challenging. Anybody that thinks that they watch Monday Night Raw and go, oh, I could do that. It's hard. It's a skill set that I'm still learning how to use. But I love the challenge. I love it. I mean, it is what it is. You know, keep trying. Just like this. Just like podcasts. You keep working at it to get to that level where you want to be.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the PVD cast? And yeah, we know that it's clearly not about things that you hate. So we're off to a good start.
Yeah, we are. The PVD cast is basically about stuff that I enjoy. And I'm a huge, obviously, wrestling. I love hockey. I love movies. I love comic books. And I like to have guests on that have similar interests. We just sit down, we have a conversation. I really do enjoy having independent creators, no matter if they're independent filmmakers or independent comic book artists or independent wrestlers. I got this thing about being independent, and I think it comes from my background with my parents. My parents were very middle class, and it was, hey, you work hard. You don't let other people tell you you can't do something. Don't wait on the government or somebody else to give you a handout. You got to work for it. And I think that's why that independent spirit is in me, that, you know, if you want to do it, do it. Don't wait, find a way to do it. Don't wait on somebody to, you know, come by and help you with it. So, I mean, I think that's where it comes from. I have a variety of different folks on throughout the years. I'm on at the time that we're taping this, I'm on episode 253. So to get 250 episodes was awesome. I really am stunned by it. I've been doing it 7 years. You know, it's my own little project there. And at first, some people told me, man, you're kind of not doing it right. You got to stick to a subject every single week. And I think one of the other reasons why I love podcasting is because there's very few rules. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So to me, my analogy about my show and my vision for the show is, it's like Jimmy Kimmel. How many people watch the first 10 or 15 minutes of Jimmy Kimmel and go, okay, click. So I feel like that's how my show is. You listen to the intro for 5 minutes and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna hear what this comic book creator has, or this filmmaker, or, oh, John's got some wrestling guy that he used to work with. Okay, cool. You know, and if they don't like it, click. And I have people tell me that, you know, I have folks that have said, you know, like, for an example, I know a few comic book creators. They're like, man, we love it when you have one of our folks from the community on. But with all due respect, we don't like wrestling. OK, cool. All right.
Yeah. As long as you have people that have a story to tell, I think that's always what makes the podcasting work. the podcast work. Podcasting. Yeah, we could kind of break into a conversation about gardening right now. And, you know, at some point we're like, hey, you know, I just planted some turnips last week.
Yeah. And you know what? And you know what, Jim, it's predominantly those fields that I talk about, but I've had other miscellaneous people come on, you know, authors or I had some politicians came on. They were libertarians like years ago. And I was like, cool, man. Tell me about libertarian because I don't know anything. I'm going to learn something today. I don't even know. I think the one thing that I really appreciate about podcasting, and especially here in Columbus, we have a really good podcasting community, is made so many friends. I've made so many friends and that's awesome. And you build that community where if you're having a problem, you could email one of them and say, hey, how did you guys fix this? Or, you know, I need somebody to help me out with some artwork. You know, can you help me out? Yeah, and that's great. I mean, a fine example, and I know I was going to get into it, but I'll just go ahead and talk about it now. This summer, due to our COVID situation, I decided, well, why not start a second podcast? And the second podcast has got a very unique backstory to it, but I needed some artwork and I threw it out on Facebook. Hey, can anybody help me out with a logo? And one of the great comic book creators here in town, Tony Goins, I'm just going to drop his name. He whipped up a logo and goes, how about this? And I'm like, sweet, thanks, man. You know, but that podcast is, it's called Matt Talk and it is the only Matlock themed podcast on the planet. That's right. That's right. Some listeners, Jim, are going, wait, what did he just say? That's right. I love Matlock, as does my partner, Jason Taylor on the show. There's just a nostalgic wholesomeness to it. We love Matlock. And so we always would joke about it. And one day, I think it was in April, we were sitting around and we were going to collaborate on an episode of Jason's podcast, the Three Geeks podcast. And some of the guys were giving us crap about loving Matlock. And he was like, we should do our own Matlock podcast. I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's just start reviewing the episodes in order from episode one all the way through. Let's just do it. Let's have fun with it. And so we did. And to be honest, Jim, you know, it really took off. I gotta be honest. I didn't think we would get that many listeners, but people love the Matt Talk for some reason. I mean, you know.
And now I'm thinking, as you're telling me this, you know, the actor Dan Castellaneta, who does the voice on The Simpsons.
Yes.
And
yes.
Grandpa Simpson is always raving about Matlock.
Matlock!
You should probably try and get him to do Grandpa Simpson just to rave about the show.
I'm legitimately serious about this. I told Jason, I was like, look, man, when COVID's over, whenever that is, who knows? That might be 5 years from now. Who knows? But whenever it's over, there's an old folks home like 2 minutes from my house. I'm like, I would love to go down there and tape one of our episodes, like do like, hey, everybody come and we're going to watch an episode of Matlock and then we're going to talk about it and you can ask questions. And I would do it just to like give some goodness back to those people. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Who probably don't have, you know, the interaction or the entertainment there. And I really honestly would be humbled if they would let me do that. I'm hoping that COVID's over real soon so we can start doing that.
Yeah, but I think what the problem with that is if any of them call up their grandkids and go, I was on a podcast about Matlock, they're going to be like, yeah, Grandpa, sure, whatever. No, really?
Or what we joked about is we'll have to watch out that they don't say things because, you know, old people say things that they don't know they can't say anymore, if you know what I mean. Like those blurt something out, you're like, no, sir, you cannot say that anymore. That's not, it's not appropriate.
I'm 95, my filter has melted.
Right. If I could ask you, how long have you been doing podcasting?
I've been doing it for about a year and a half.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, we passed our 100 episode mark.
Okay.
And I survived it. It was funny because I was looking at some of my earlier episodes and some of the people that I interviewed, their shows aren't running anymore. I was like, I thought that they were going to be around longer than I was. And I'm like, well, here I am.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's a testament to anybody that gets, you know, to those landmarks, the 50th episode, the 100th episode, 200th episode. Because I think the stats are like 12 or 14 episodes is what a podcast lasts, and then you're gone. Because I, as much as this is fun, it's a lot of work too. I spend 2 or 3 hours pretty much almost every single night tinkering with something. You know, if it's not editing an episode, promoting an episode, scheduling episodes, it's, oh, you know what? I have these files that are laying on the computer. Maybe I should get those on a hard drive somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe I should delete all these emails that I've had for 3 weeks because, you know, whatever. So, you know, there's always something to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For something that's part-time, it becomes a full-time obsession sometimes, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it can. It can. Most definitely it can.
Do you have any special favorite episodes of PVD Cast so far?
Yes.
I mean, I know you've got a lot to pick from.
Yeah. No, because we just, I just talked about it on episode 252 in the intro. I'm going to kind of do like a little Facebook video about it. 2 years ago in 2018, there was a wrestling convention here in Columbus, like the Wrestling Legends. And as a kid, I loved the Road Warriors. And I got an opportunity to talk to Road Warrior Animal. And since he passed away last week, it really made me bummed. It really made me feel a little down in the dumps about it. That's my favorite episode. I got to talk to him, Tatanka, Cowboy Bob Orton Jr., One Man Gang, and Tito Santana. I mean, there was a lot more legends there. There was like 25 legends or 30 legends. But those five individuals were so nice to give me, you know, a few minutes of their day to sit down and just talk about wrestling. And for Animal, like just being like a few feet from him and talking to him was like a huge, huge deal for me. So that episode will always be my favorite. It is episode 165 or 228, as I, a couple months ago, decided to replay it as kind of like an encore episode. So if folks want to check it out, head on over 228 or 165 over at pvdcast.com, my website. That's a favorite. My 250th episode was a pretty good one too. Stevie Ray from Harlem Heat was on, and we talked a lot about, well, a lot about a lot of things, I should say. I thought we were going to stick to wrestling, but then we went all over the place.
I heard that interview, John.
Yeah, I mean, we just went all over the place. I was like, you know what? Let's go. Let's just have fun with this. This is not what I expected. But you know what? I do appreciate him taking time out of his schedule to chat with me. So those are a couple of my favorite episodes.
Do you have any dream guests?
I would love to talk to Chuck D from Public Enemy.
Okay.
I've always admired Public Enemy as a band, a huge fan of them. I think talking to him would be really, really cool because I think he has a very unique perspective on politics and society and everything. So yeah, that would be my dream guest.
I think he would probably be ideal for podcasting. I don't know if he has one or if he's ever guested on one.
I think he's guested on a few, but I don't think he doesn't have one. I don't think.
He has that kind of delivery that the minute he starts speaking, it's just so engaging, and you like, even if you didn't agree with him, you're like, wait a minute, I got to hear what this guy has to say.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think he would be a dream guest, most definitely. What about you? What would you, if you could get anybody in the world, who would you have?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I've been talking to people from all walks of life, so it's been a pretty good mix so far.
Okay.
I don't know. There's no one that comes to mind right away. I mean, there are some people that host podcasts that I listen to that I'd like to have on, maybe.
Okay.
But sometimes they're just too busy. Yeah. They're like, you're Jim the podcast, what? Never mind. Go on your merry way, sir. Be gone.
You know what? But if you get told no in a very polite, respectful way, I never mind that. There's been a few instances where I've been jerked around and I'm like, that's not cool. All right. That's not cool. I don't know why those people feel like they got to do that. It's like, look, just say yes or no. If you are doing it because you don't want to hurt my feelings, I'm a grown man. I can take rejection if you say I'm not wanting to do this. I get it. That's fine. But any guests that are out there, they're hearing this episode. And if you think about it, just if you don't want to do it, just say no, thank you. That's all you got to do. Not do any rigmarole.
I actually had a representative from a drummer from a very famous 80s band. First, they responded to my email and they said that they were very interested. And a day later, another representative said, let's revisit this in a year. I'm not making this up. I'm like, really? There was, there's another one. There was an artist, another 80s artist, who is, and I can, I don't, I won't say their name. They're currently living in Berlin, and that's fine. And I emailed their representative, and I said, you know, I'm a big fan. I was wondering if they could come on, talk a little bit about their career. The only email that I got back is one sentence. He would not be interested. Not even thank you for reaching out. Da, da, da. No. It's like, so I'm thinking like, well, if he was in Germany, why didn't they just write back nine?
Yeah, it just like, it doesn't take no more than like a few more minutes just to be nice and be polite about it.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we're nice people. We're not trying to drill them or anything like that. It's just, yeah, it's a conversation right, right. like we're having, you know, just
right. Exactly.
Hanging out
exactly.
and having fun.
Yeah.
Quick and painless.
Yeah. Yeah. you said off air that you're in New York, you're in Long Island.
Yes.
Okay. So are you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
Neither. I don't really get to watch baseball that often. I was a Mets fan for a little while when they were really good, and then a Yankees fan.
Rangers, Islanders.
I never really got into hockey. Okay. I guess probably Islanders, given the choice.
How about Jets and Giants?
Probably the Giants, but I know either one of them, you got to kind of hang your head in shame. So.
Are you a sports dude or?
I just don't have time to sit and watch. I used to play a little bit when I was younger, and then after a while, it just like I don't have the time or the energy to just kind of sit in front of the screen and watch the game. It just I think my attention span just kind of gets the worst of me. Like, hey, look, a butterfly, or something like that. I don't know. When I'm not chasing after butterflies, what podcasts do you like to listen to, John? You like that one?
Well, the one that I like, man, I think this is going to be so controversial. I'm going to get so much flack for this. I do enjoy Jim Cornette's podcast. I know that he is not a favorite with many modern wrestling fans. And look, I don't believe and I don't agree with every single thing he says. So I'm just going to say that right off the bat. He dogs some people that I think don't deserve it, that they are good wrestlers. He complains about stuff that I think is not really that big of a deal. But I do enjoy, that podcast. I'm also a pretty big fan of the Laps Fan wrestling podcast. Those guys do a really good job, especially if they do like an in-depth, like investigation. Those guys do a great job of being really, really thorough. I'm also a fan of Park After Dark. I like the Canadian comedy series Trailer Park Boys. And so Park After Dark is a favorite of mine as well. So those would be those three. Those would be the ones that I would, a Laps Fan, Jim Cornette's podcast, and Park After Dark.
I didn't get a chance to ask you this. You were, I'm presuming, a fan of like 80s wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Growing up.
That was your era?
That was my era. Yep, exactly.
Were there any wrestlers that stood out in particular or just?
Oh, yeah. My favorite, and it's a very obscure favorite, but I can explain. I loved Bruiser Brody. And for those who don't know who he is, Google him. I mean, 6'7", 300 pounds, the wild man from New Mexico. Jim, I literally, as a kid, like feared that I was going to watch someone die on TV. Cause like he would come to the ring with the chain and I'm like, this guy that he's going to wrestle, he's going to murder him. I'm going to watch someone die today. And like, it just because I bought into that, this dude is bonkers and he's just going to hit you with everything and almost kill you. And I, every time he came on, I was glued to the TV. Like, oh my God, he was a favorite of mine. I love the Road Warriors too, because they were the guys that ran to the ring and beat the snot out of the guys and won like in a minute. So he was a favorite. I loved Mil Máscaras because he was the flashy masked luchador guy that flew around the ring. So he was wicked cool. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat was a favorite. Nick Bockwinkel was a favorite. Kurt Hennig was a favorite. I would literally spend all of Saturday watching wrestling on TV to a point that the best thing that ever happened to us, Jim, was when I got a VCR, because my parents were very old school. Like, hey, it's a nice day. Get outside and play. but mom, I want to watch. No, I don't care. You want to watch that stupid stuff. Get outside and play, or go help your father trim the shrubs, or, you know, like, so in it, there were so many arguments. As soon as we got a VCR, I could go, okay, mom, fine. I pop a tape in, set the timer, leave and watch it later in the night. You know what I mean? So that's the VCR saved so many arguments in my house between me and my parents.
And you got the archive to prove it, right?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I have several of those tapes still left.
So I remember a while back, I used to watch, they had like Florida wrestling on the Spanish TV channels late at night.
Yes.
And Jim Cornette managed the Midnight Express, and he had the tennis racket, right? And he used to whack people with it.
Yes. I remember hearing about that because that was one of the things that was actually mentioned on his podcast about, like, they were talking about all the different networks that it was on. And yeah, for some weird way, Florida wrestling got on the Spanish channel somehow. I mean, I'm assuming because there is, you know, a heavy Hispanic population in Florida. But yeah, at the time, yeah, it was kind of weird that was the crossover.
We kind of go back old school watching wrestling, where that was pretty much the only time we could catch it on. Even like the WWE, when it was the WWWF, was on Spanish TV, like late, or they were on like one of the local channels like at midnight. You know, and, and then, you know, they just got to the point where they went prime time.
And see, I didn't have cable growing up as a kid. Mm-hmm. So that's why for me, like, when I got to go to like a friend's house and watch like 605 wrestling from Atlanta, I'm like, oh my God, you know, it was like Christmas, you know, because I was watching those shows late at night too, you know, or early in the morning. It was on early in the morning too sometimes. So it's like a live comic book. And I've loved comic books ever since I was a kid too. So for me to love wrestling, it's not really a stretch, because it's kind of, like I said, it's like a live action comic book.
Yeah, and as John is talking to me, I'm noticing the Deadpool poster, right?
Yes, there's a Deadpool poster over your shoulder. Me in the office. Yeah. I shouldn't really maybe do, I told somebody the other day, I need to have like some kind of cool background, but I'm like, I don't know. I'll get to it eventually. It's on the list of things to do. This is what you're talking about. There's always something to do with podcasting. And that is one of the things, but it's way down on the list.
It has a certain air of distinction, sir, so don't worry about that.
Okay, thank you.
We have this portion of the show, and it's called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where, John, you can let everybody know how they can follow you.
Okay, you got it. First of all, episodes of the PVD Casts are available at pvdcast.com, which is the online home of yours truly. But it's also distributed through a variety of those major podcasting platforms, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio app, et cetera, et cetera. I tell people, pick your favorite podcasting platform, search for PVDcast. In some of those platforms, you have to put John Orlando after it, and you should find it. I do a live broadcast every Monday night at 8 o'clock on the Facebook page. And that Facebook page is at PVDcast. There is an Instagram, though I don't do a lot with Instagram. I'm not a pictures type of dude, but it's also at PVDcast. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. Episodes of Matt Talk. If you're interested in Matt Talk, we have a Facebook page for it. It's Matt Talk, MATTALK, Matt Talk Podcast. We also air that through all those major podcasting platforms, as well as Anchor FM as well. So if you want to check out some Andy Griffith goodness, join Jason and I as we talk about each episode. We're still in season one. We discuss it. We review it. We poke a little fun at it at times too, you know, because it was 80s TV. At times it's hokey, you know. And at times it doesn't hold up well to today's standards either. So we make fun of that too. But Matt Talk, the PVD cast, check it out. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to plug all those things, Jim. Thank you.
Nope. Matt Talk, it's a podcast on a Ritz cracker. His name is John Orlando. He hosts the PVD cast and Matt Talk. If you're like, Matt Talk! John, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
We're on that internet thingy at sharepollution.com. And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
Okay, this is a unique one for this week's Sherpa Suggestions. John and I were talking about doing a podcast about things that you don't like. And apparently there are a bunch of podcasts about things that people don't like. They're called ranting podcasts. And let's throw a couple of titles your way if you'd like to check them out, because maybe you want to rant along with them. So there is The Reformed Rant, Webb's Weekly Wrestling Rant, Rant While Driving to Work, Rant On by Ranting Media, Just Add Water, Come Rant With Me podcast, The Dad Rant, Rants and Revelations, and finally, okay, this one's got me scratching my head, folks, The Talentless Podcast, and it's described as a talentless host rants about his life. Now, wait a minute, isn't that just called Too Many Podcasts? I'm not sure about that. Let me think about that. Hey, Rebels, thank you so much for swinging by the Sherpa Chalet and checking out Too Many Podcasts. This is me, Jim the Podcast Sherpa, saying thanks so much. And a special thanks to my guest today, Mr. John Orlando of the PVD Podcast. He was so much fun to talk to, and he's a lot of fun to listen to as well. He's a really interesting guy. Please check out his podcast. And don't forget to come back to my podcast, because you know what? Next week, Christmas week, and we've got two amazing ladies with their podcasts that I will be interviewing next week. And the first one we will be speaking to is a lady named Sarah Alcorn, and she is the co-host of a podcast called Ivy League Murders, and she is a private investigator. So we talk about her podcast and we talk about her life as a private investigator. Really cool stuff. And Friday on Christmas, special Christmas present. Ding, 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 ding. That was my jingling sound. That was terrible, I know. And my guest is a lady named Catherine Brodsky, all the way from Canada. And she is a journalist and so many other things. And she's got a podcast too. And we talked to her about all sorts of stuff. Really fascinating conversation. Had a lot of laughing with both these ladies. Super nice people. And just wait till you see what's coming up in 2021 leading up to the season 5 finale. I think you're really going to enjoy a lot of the shows that are coming up. And hopefully you have enjoyed all of the shows leading up to this point as well. And also, why not check out some of the older shows, too? You can check them out on any podcast app or at my website, sherpalution.com. And if you're liking what you're hearing, I don't know. It sounded like a song. Why not leave me a nice little review on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher.com. Spread the word about the Sherpalution, okay? Thank you very much for doing so. All right, Mr. Bruce, I believe that the microphone is coming down from the ceiling and we're going to have to announce that it's time to leave the Sherpa Chalet. But come back next week, folks. Everybody, have a great weekend and viva la Sherpalution!
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalution! Viva la Sherpalution! Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?